Mm-hmm. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, my man or my kids. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been living together for a year. We've been together for 9 years. I have 3 kids that live with us, and his mom lives with us too. My boyfriend works long hours to make sure that our finances are taken care of, and I work full-time too. We split the household chores, and since my older kids are out of school for the summer, they have chores that we expect them to do daily. I can't say that it really helps us out, but they don't, because they don't always do their chores. They also tend to bother things in the house that don't belong to them and eat and drink whatever they want all day long. This is causing a problem with my boyfriend because he thinks I should have more control over them. If he says anything to them, they tell him that he has no right to talk to them like that, and they ignore him. After one of their big blow-ups, one of the kids told my boyfriend that she does not like him. He told her that he hates her and her siblings. Ooh, kids will be kids, and they say things they shouldn't, so I expected my man to know better than to respond that way. I asked him to apologize and talk to the kids, but he won't. I have been sleeping in the living room because my boyfriend won't talk to me because I defended my kids. My kids won't talk to me because they think that I have let him slide with talking to them crazy. I love my boyfriend and I love my kids, so I need some advice here. I do not want my kids mistreated, and I won't tolerate them being disrespectful to him. I have no clue what to do right now. He hates my kids. Please help. Hate is a strong word, but I will say this. I don't like your kids. All right, they do seem disrespectful. You ask them to do chores around the house. They don't do their chores. I mean, when we were kids, we couldn't just eat and drink whenever we wanted to. There were rules. There were rules. Get out of that refrigerator. What are you doing in that refrigerator? You just ate. Stuff like that we used to hear. So we were trained not to do that. Okay, you do need more discipline and control over these kids. He's absolutely right. Now, as far as him saying he hates your kids and her siblings, that's kind of harsh coming from an adult male. It really is. You didn't tell us how old your kids were, but I'm assuming they're at least teenagers because they have some mouths on them. They had a big blow up. One of your kids told your boyfriend that she doesn't like him. That he's talking to them crazy. They don't talk to you because you let him talk to them crazy. You're in the middle of this, but you don't have to be. You got to reel these kids in, okay? And make them do their chores and be respectful, okay? It's a whole bunch of people in this house. You guys need some order around here. And it starts with you. You shouldn't be in the middle where you have to choose between your man and your kids. Just discipline your kids. You and your man be on one accord with the kids and try to all get along. But I think your kids are out of order and you need to, I agree with your man, get some control. Junior?
I'm with the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm dead on with the boyfriend. Because I know these kids, because I've been in these relationships. See, I've been in these relationships where, you know, when you dating a girl, she got kids. I hate the damn kids, too. I really do, because they so disrespectful. First of all, you played all this hippity hop.
What?
This what?
That hippity hop. That music, we can't understand it. All this, turn that down. That's what his problem. He come home from work. The man went go to work. Uh-huh. He come home.
So does she. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he does too. Mm-hmm. And he come home. And all he wants is peace, quiet. But these kids is disrespectful. I know. Pull your damn pants up. He got to say this every day. I'm with the boyfriend. I'll be, dog, take you and your mama and roll out. Just go ahead and leave. No. Take your mama and go ahead because she there too. So you got two sides. It's her and her kids and him and his mama. Uh-huh. They both fighting these kids. These kids are different. I bet she just swung on the kids. The mama will tell you the kids have swung on her. That's why the mama don't like the kids. Yeah. Now he don't like the kids because they swung on his mama. Now we got real turf war here.
Turf war.
Yeah, this real turf war here. Dog, whoop these kids ass. Damn they daddy. He ain't there. You there. All this hippity hop.
They've been together for 9 years. Seems like they would have worked out this little problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, before
he was just coming by for 8. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They don't live together for 1. He was coming by for 8. Yeah. But that ain't there. You got to do something with these kids.
Yeah, you do. All right, thank you, Junior. Jay, it is your turn. Subject, my man or my kids. What you got, Jay?
Very easy, very easy. What he needs to do is put the fear of God in these kids. You need to talk to them with a real slow voice. I don't like y'all, and y'all don't like me. The only reason I'm here is because what your mama do to me when that door is closed. When you see that door closed, and me and your mama, and you hear them noises, that ain't me. That's your mama making them noise. That's why I'm here, so y'all can be as mean as you want to. But when you see popcorn grease bubbling on the stove, me and your mama about to get it on, okay? So I'm not going nowhere, ever, ever. Hate me all you want to, but I love what your mama do to me when that door closed.
That's exactly right.
That'll trip those kids out for sure, yeah.
Scare the hell out of them.
Yeah.
And that lotion ain't just for legs.
What was that, Junior?
And that lotion ain't just for legs.
And that lotion ain't just for legs.
These are some bad kids right here, though. They really are.
You got to put the fear of God in them.
Subject, my man or my kids. To recap for you, a young lady wrote this letter. She and her boyfriend have been living together for about a year now. They've been together, all together, about 9 years. She has three kids that live with them. His mom lives with them, too. Boyfriend works long hours. She works a full-time job. They split the household finances and chores. And the kids are supposed to do their chores, but they don't really do the chores. They don't really do it. What they do is crazy stuff, like bother things in the house that don't belong to them, eat and drink whenever they want to all day long. And, of course, the boyfriend, you know, when he comes home, he wants a snack. It's gone. Because why? Because your kids have eaten it up. So if he says anything to the kids about it, they get an attitude. They tell him he has no right to talk to them. You ain't my daddy. You know, all of that. You know, he's heard all of that. So they had a big blow up. The daughter said she hated him. He said, I hate you and your siblings. So that's where we are with it. The woman is in the middle. The man is mad at her because she's not. Hang on, Tommy, because she's not control. He says she's not controlling her kids. So it's just a big mess, and she doesn't know what to do. He hates her kids, so she's, like, asking for help. All right, Jay, you wanted to finish up, and then we're going to throw it to Tommy.
Well, we're talking about how you got to put the fear of God in these kids. You got to go straight with some mama jokes. Hit them with a few mama jokes. I know I'm not your daddy, but guess what? Your mama don't know who your daddy is either. How about that? Don't nobody know who your daddy is.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Tommy, you're up.
All right, I can fix this problem for you, okay? Mm-hmm. You got to raise these kids the way we were raised.
Amen.
That's
all right?
Amen.
So this is what I want you to do. You and your man got to get on one accord. Here's what we do.
Yeah,
8 o'clock in the morning, before y'all go to work, put them kids outside. Lock them down. Yes, yes. Put them out. What happened when you was growing up? You went outside and you couldn't come back in there until 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Am I right or wrong? Lock they asses out. Leave your mama in there. These are the things you put outside. You put some cups. You put a jar of pickles. Okay. You put some summer sausage and some crackers and some cheese. Okay, they'll eat that, but they got to rationalize that. You eat it, you nibble on it throughout the day.
Rational.
But that's what you do. Now, here's some cups, and we're going to put you a pitcher of water out there. You're not coming back in this house, okay, whatsoever.
What if they have to use a bathroom?
You do number one outside.
Oh!
Outside?
Yes. Number one is outside.
Wow.
Number two, it better be a number two if you come at this door. When you come at this door, mama there, okay? Mama got a braided switch right there by that door.
Ooh.
It's braided. You don't come up in there for no anything. It better be number two.
Okay.
It better be.
We get it.
Okay? Uh-huh. Other than that, we outside. You're going to learn how to play outside. I promise you. Try this for 2 weeks straight, and you're going to have some real, real kids that's paying attention. They are going to not. They're not going to give you no issues. Lock their asses outside because that's the way we was. Give them a ball, a rock, and they'll figure the rest of it out.
All rock.
You didn't play. You didn't kick the rock before. You ain't never kicked the rock. You can kick the rock. You can take that same rock. You can take that same rock and scratch it on the street and draw you up a hopscotch whole puff. Am I lying or not?
These kids know nothing about that.
Well, and they need to learn. They need to learn.
That's the problem. Lock their asses out. Lock them out. You're going to learn. You're going to learn.
What about the fact that he hates them? He said he hates the kids.
Hate them outside. Hate the kids, too.
So you think that's going to help if they lock the kids out?
Surely. Mm-hmm.
That's going to stop him from hating them?
We found out when we got with your family, you ain't never spent no time outside. You don't understand nothing about this.
Yeah, Trudy, you really different, you know?
You really different. Yeah. You don't understand being locked outside.
Like, Carla understand, but you don't.
Yeah. I was outside.
You are not. So you ain't never. But I
went outside a long time.
No, you went out there long.
No, I could go back in whenever I wanted to.
Soon as sweat beat it up on your face. Ooh, it's too hot. I'm gone. That's not key.
You could go back in the house once you went outside.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking Shirley. No, yeah. Us four couldn't.
Yes, outside was in prison, Jay.
Shirley, but outside was permanent, Shirley. Once you went out, you need to have everything you're going to need because you ain't coming back in here.
The reason for fanny packs.
Shirley, they used to say you were looking outside at them and you were the one in the house and everybody else was outside. Yeah, were they lying?
It was really hot and humid in Chicago in the summertime. Really, it was.
Oh my God. But you went back in the house.
Yeah.
You could go back in?
Anytime, if I needed something to drink, but they didn't set the food outside.
Something to drink?
You drink out the water hose, girl.
Oh, please. Shirley, you serious?
Yes.
You actually had water in a cup.
Yeah.
Tommy, y'all had a water hose? We had to go right raw spigot, man.
No. Turn the spigot on, put your mouth up under there, and that's how you drink. To the point when you come up, you look.
Yeah, but this young lady definitely needs to get some control of these kids or she's going to lose her man for sure. If you guys have a comment, please email us or Instagram your thoughts on today's letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.